If I could talk the stories I could tell, it's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 31st day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Justin Timberlake, who is 30 today. Carol Channing is 90. Bobby Moynihan of Saturday Night Live is 34. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols is 55. And on this day in 1999, Cher sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And in 2010, this is the day that Bouncy won 6 Grammys. Sorry, that's Beyonce. I have so much news today, I don't know what to do. But I'm just going to have to start and let the chips fly where they may, because I can always continue it. There's like several stories and several things have happened. And I guess the biggest is yesterday in the Macon newspaper, Macon Telegraph, are reports that the Peyton Anderson Foundation, which is an incredible charitable foundation in Macon, along with some other contributors and benefactors, is going to be redoing the Capricorn Studios. Now, the reason this is huge is there's this battle going on now between Macon and Atlanta, or Atlanta to get the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. We have it and have had it for years, but Atlanta has decided that they want it. And there's political things involved, and there's everything. That's not the story, but the cool thing is that the Capricorn Studios in Macon, which was the recording place of the Allman Brothers and Wet Willie and Marshall Tucker and just all sorts of people have passed through Macon and have recorded there, among them that I know, Elton John and Paul McCartney. And so this studio is kind of like Macon's version of Memphis's Sun Studios. You know what I mean? So this is something that Atlanta can't take away from us. Already, we have the Big House, which is the place on Vineville Avenue where the Allman Brothers lived when they were making these amazing recordings. Ronnie Thompson was mayor. WNEX was right down the street. And so now this incredible museum has opened up in the Big House, which people is a tourist destination. Otis Redding is here. Word is Carla Redding, his wife and family are thinking about opening up a venue. We have the Douglas Theater, which is here. The Riverwalk. So there's so many things in Macon musically that have to do with each other. And the bottom line is that most people don't know where the Capricorn Studios were located. It originally started as a studio for Otis Redding. And Phil Walden, who was Otis Redding's manager and the founder of Capricorn Records, well, when Otis died in that plane crash, he had to regroup. And I believe, I may be wrong in this, but I think he was in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where he found Dwayne Allman and told him, I want to form a band around you. And that's exactly what happened. Now, when the Allman Brothers were recording here, nobody knew where the studios were located, but they were right there on what now is Martin Luther King Boulevard. And it looked like an abandoned store, but in the very back, and I won't say in the very back, but it looked like an abandoned store front. And there were two ways to go. You go in the door, and then there was another door that you would go through. And when you went through that door, you were in this modern recording studio. I'm not kidding about this. You'd see kids with guitars, guitar cases in their hands, walking around downtown trying to find Capricorn. And the offices on Cotton Avenue were well marked, and they thought those were the studios. So they all went there, and they didn't get much further than there. But now to know that the recording studios could finally be redone and open to the general public. And the word is in the article that they plan on opening this studio to do recordings, to be an actual recording studio again. I'm going to comment on my video and put a link to a video on YouTube that has Alan Walden, Phil's brother, in front of the studios talking about how they came about and a little bit of history about this. And that'll fill you in a little more on the history of this recording studio. When Phil Walden passed away, I was privileged to be asked by GMS Productions and the Georgia Music Hall of Fame to do the narration for the Phil Walden story. On the day it aired locally, a friend of mine came by the house and was telling me about when he was growing up in high school, and he said that Phil had been handing out free tickets to hear the Allman Brothers at the Grand Opera House, and kids from all over Macon showed up. And he said he went really as much out of curiosity for the music, but that no one in Macon had ever seen a hippie before. So he said, I really was more curious about what a hippie looked like. I'll certainly keep you informed. It's a great day in Macon music history. Let's keep our fingers crossed this happens. And I'll see you tomorrow.